Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding EVN's half-year results of the financial year 2016 and 2017. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Mr. Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Good morning, and welcome to our conference call on EVN's results for the first half of 2016-2017 financial year. Our operating activities in the energy business were characterized by two main developments in the first half of our financial year. Firstly, the temperatures were substantially colder in all three of our relevant markets. This had particularly positive impacts on network distribution and energy sales volumes. Secondly, and this development is also linked to the cold winter, supply security in Central Europe reached its limits, especially during January 2017. In France, the situation was further worsened by the temporary non-availability of nuclear power plants. Consequently, our thermal power plants were called on 110 days to supply balancing energy, thereby ensuring network stability in Austria and southern Germany. In other words, the demand of reserve capacity has reached new record levels during the past winter month. On group level, our electricity production increased by 22.5% during the reporting period, which was not only due to the higher thermal, but also renewable generation. As already announced ad hoc in February, our Bulgarian supply company achieved a settlement with the state-owned Bulgarian electricity provider, NEK. The agreement involved the offset of outstanding receivables for the additional cost of renewable electricity, which were financed in advance by our Bulgarian supply company. The reversal of valuation allowances to these receivables, together with default interest, resulted in a positive non-recurring effect of approximately 38 million euros on group net result. We highly appreciate the settlement which we reached with NEK. However, other important issues are still unsolved in Bulgaria, such as the past negative regulatory decisions or the still pending administrative proceedings initiated by the regulator in 2014 to revoke the license of our Bulgarian supply company. Therefore, the international arbitration proceedings initiated by EVN against the Republic of Bulgaria at the World Bank's International Center for the Settlement of Investment Disputes is still active. Let me use the opportunity to remind you of another major milestone which we achieved in another legal issue. In November 2016, we received the arbitration decision on the Walsum Power Plant project, which was taken in favor of the project company. The arbitration court awarded the project company compensation of approximately 200 million euros. This compensation primarily led to a reduction of the construction costs. This was counterbalanced by a corresponding reduction of current liabilities against the general contractor, Hitachi. In the international project business within our environmental service segment, we need to differentiate well between the ongoing operational performance and the one-off effect which became effective in the second quarter 2016-2017. To start with, the international project business showed a sound development during the reporting period, and it provided a positive impulses on our group's operational results. However, the segment EBITDA is negatively influenced by a non-recurring non-cash effect. A valuation allowance of 45.5 million euros had to be recognized to the remaining aggregate components from the former thermal waste utilization plant number one project in Moscow. These components were so far reported under inventories. The valuation allowance became necessary because alternative uses for these components in other waste utilization projects, unfortunately, became unlikely, respectively, did not materialize as originally planned. All in all, we are reporting today a positive business development with improvements in revenue, EBITDA, EBIT, and group net result. I believe that our sound positioning in a still challenging sector environment is also positively reflected in recent assessments of the rating agencies. In last April, we received upgrades from both rating agencies. Moody's raised our rating from A3 to A2 with a stable outlook, and Standard & Poor's increased the rating from BBB+ to A-, also with a stable outlook. Let me now continue with the key financials for the reporting period. The group's total revenue increased by 9.4% to 1.3 billion euros. The main drivers were higher electricity generation volumes, an increase in temperature-based electricity, and natural gas distribution volumes in Lower Austria, and the temperature-related rise in revenue in southeastern Europe. Additional positive impulses were provided by the international project business in the environmental service segment. On EBITDA level, we are reporting an improvement by 13.9%. This development was supported by improvements in the energy business results, which were primarily due to the positive price and volume effects in the network business, as well as the supply of balancing energy and reserve capacity. The operating expenses increased in line with the weather-related higher demand for energy and the increased use of energy carriers for thermal electricity generation to stabilize networks. The development of the EBITDA was also influenced by the already mentioned one-off effects. As a positive effect, there was the settlement with NEC in Bulgaria, whereas the valuation allowance on inventories had a negative impact. While scheduled depreciation remained nearly unchanged, there were impairment losses of about 30 million euros, mainly for Gorna Arda hydropower project in Bulgaria, as already reported in the first quarter. Based on this, EBIT was up by 10% and amounted to 319.6 million euros. The financial results improved by 14.2 million euros year on year to minus 25.4 million euros due to the positive non-recurring effects in the current financial year. The group net result increased by 23.1% and amounted to 233.8 million euros. Let's now move to the next slide, which provides some information regarding the group's balance sheet structure. Our strong operating performance supported further improvements of our key balance sheet indicators, each in comparison with the 30th of September 2016. The equity ratio increased by 45.6%. Net debt was reduced by 217.3 million euros to below 1 billion euros. So net debt amounted to 904.1 million euros at the end of the reporting period. Gearing decreased to 30.3%. Before I will go through each of the segments in detail, I would like to provide an overview on the EBITDA development of our business segments. I would like to start by pointing out what I have already mentioned earlier. From a purely operational point of view, the environmental service segment reported an improved EBITDA due to a sound performance of the international project business. In order to evidence this development, we have adjusted the EBITDA on this slide by the valuation allowance on inventories, which is a non-recurring non-cash effect. On an unadjusted basis, however, EBITDA is negative at 13.5 million euros. Apart from the overall strong development of the energy business, the illustration of the EBITDA per segment also showed the positive one-off effect in our Southeast European business. Let's move on how the next slide, which covers the generation segment in more detail. In the generation segment, we report an increase of both renewable and thermal electricity production. The increase in renewable generation was due to the better wind and water flows and the commissioning of the 19 megawatt Baßdorf-Lanzenau wind park last summer. Our thermal power plants were intensively called by the Austrian and German grid transmission operators to ensure the stability of the networks. Therefore, our thermal generation recorded an increase by 30.9%. Based on these developments, revenues were up by 19.8%. The higher use of primary energy carriers for thermal generation led to higher operating expenses, resulting in a rise of EBITDA by 19% to 77.1 million euros. Due to the impairment loss, which had to be recognized to the plant hydropower plant Gorna Arda in Bulgaria during the first quarter 16-17, EBIT amounted to 22.2 million euros. This corresponds to a decline by 40.9%. On the next slide, I will continue with the development in the Austrian energy trade and supply business. The lower temperature in the past winter is reflected in an increase of energy sales volumes, in particular natural gas and heat. These developments also had a positive impact on revenue, which was up by 11%. The operating expenses increased by 14.9%. This development resulted primarily from higher energy purchases from third parties to the greater use of the thermal power plants to protect network stability and extensive natural gas trading. The previous year was also influenced by the utilization of provisions. In total, this development led to a decline in EBITDA by 6.9% and in EBIT by 8.3%. On the next slide, I will present the developments in our network infrastructure Austria segment. Our regulated activities in Lower Austria benefited from positive price and volume effect, which resulted in an increase of revenue by 16.8%. The lower temperature was responsible for higher natural gas distribution volumes. Additional positive volume effects were due to the increased use of the thermal power plants in Lower Austria. Tariff increases, which became effective in the beginning of this calendar year, were determined by the Austrian regulator. They correspond to the necessary higher grid investment carried out in recent years and to the comparison of network distribution volumes with the respective reference periods. The operating expenses increased in comparison to the previous year, primarily due to higher upstream network costs. Segment EBITDA was up by 25.5 at 189.7 million euros after deduction of investment-related rising depreciation. EBIT amounted to 132.2 million euros, which corresponds to an increase by 7.2%. On the next slide, I will continue with the energy supply Southeast Europe segment. The cold winter in Bulgaria and Macedonia led to a rise in the network and energy sales volume. The weather-related growth in sales to household customers was eased by a decline in sales to business customers as a result of the continuing liberalization. Based on these developments, revenue increased by 1.6% to 542 million euros. The improvement of operating expenses reflects the positive one-off effect from the settlement with NEC, which I described at the beginning of the call. Therefore, EBITDA rose by 86.6% to 106.1 million euros. Based on the stable depreciation, EBIT amounted to 74.9 million euros as compared to 25.4 million euros in the previous year. Let's move to the last slide in our segment, which deals with the environmental service business. Earlier in this call, I already explained the main effects which influenced the results of this segment. In order to avoid repetition, I will give you very briefly the key financials before spending some more time to update you on recent developments in the international project business. As for the key figures, revenue increased by 20.3% to 105.9 million euros. EBITDA and EBIT were negatively influenced by valuation allowance on inventories. Therefore, EBITDA amounted to minus 13.5 million euros and EBIT to minus 26.5 million euros. Let me now provide you a brief update on the international project business. At the end of December 2016, the contract for the operation of the Southwest Moscow drinking water plant ended. And fully in line with the original contract, the City of Moscow acquired the local property company of the Southwest drinking water supply plant. This plant was constructed, financed, and operated for 10 years by EVN. The transfer of the plant to the City of Moscow included additional works, which we were asked to carry out in order to adapt and expand the plant to meet the customer's requirements. Such work was completed and payment was received by the end of December 2016. As of end of March 2017, we were working on the realization of 7 wastewater projects. These include the one in Prague and projects in southeastern Europe. The order book was 73 million euros as of the end of March 2017. Finally, I would like to briefly mention what was already announced ad hoc in March, when the tendering authorities in Kuwait opened the bids for a wastewater treatment project. It turned out that the bidder consortium formed by our German subsidiary WTE Wassertechnik and the Kuwaiti financial investor had submitted the best offer. Please note that the contract for this project has not yet been formally awarded, but this is expected to take place during the current calendar year. The project in Kuwait covers the planning and construction of a sewage treatment plant as well as a sewage network and pumping stations. The capacity of the plant will be comparable to projects which we already realized in Warsaw, Zagreb, Istanbul, or currently the one in Prague. Should the contract be rewarded, WTE as a general contractor would be responsible for the planning and construction of the project. The project also contains the operation of the sewage treatment plant for a period of 25 years. With this, I conclude the presentation of the segments. On the next slide, I will continue with the development of our group cash flows. Due to the sound operating performance, the gross cash flow improved by 9.8% to 422.5 million euros. Cash flow from operating activities improved by 11.2% to 262.4 million euros. It was influenced by various effects, including changes in working capital, non-current provisions, as well as the reduction of liabilities due to the Walsum arbitration decision. actually the Walsum decision had, in terms of amount, a similar positive effect on the cash flow from investing activities. The cash flow from financing activities includes the dividend payment for the 16-17 financial year and the scheduled repayments of loans. The net change in cash and cash equivalents amounted to 100.3 million euros. I would like to conclude today's call with a brief update on the outlook and the investment strategy. The group net result is expected to increase over the previous year on the order of the non-recurring effect from the settlement in Bulgaria. In this connection, the reversal of valuation allowances to receivables recorded in previous years and default interest totaling approximately 38 million euros after tax were recognized. This statement is made under the assumption of average conditions in the energy business environment. There are factors that could influence the group net result, including the regulatory background, especially in Southeast Europe, developments in the proceedings in Bulgaria, the remaining proceedings related to Walsum 10 power plant project, as well as the progress and activities in Moscow. Our investment strategy remains unchanged. We will continue our 1 billion euro investment program for Lower Austria, which aims for ongoing investments in the network infrastructure, renewable generation and drinking water business. Thereby, we will further strengthen our stable and regulated activities in Lower Austria, which remain the basis for sustainability and stable earnings. In line with such investment strategy, we remain committed to our integrated business model along the value chain of the energy business. We believe that our integrated business model proves to be particularly resilient in the current uncertain and challenging market environment. I have now reached the end of my presentation of EVN results for the first half of the 16-17 financial year. I'm now looking forward to answering your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and the star key on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to withdraw your question, please press 9 and the star key again. Please press 9 and star to state your questions. And the first question comes from Peter Crampton from Macquarie. Please, over to you, Mr. Crampton.
Good morning. This is Peter Crampton from Macquarie. Two questions, please. Firstly, there seem to be a few kind of one-off charges this year, the one relating to Albanian hydro and then the Moscow environment project. Can you kind of quantify how much these one-off kind of impacts were and whether you've now come to an end of kind of taking these charges? And then the second, you know, question relates to your environmental services business. Now, looking at a potential contract in Kuwait, is it safe to assume that there could be more such projects in the Middle East that you're looking at right now and maybe more contract wins? Thank you.
Well, thanks, Peter. I think regarding the one-offs, we have the Gorna Arda project, which we booked in the first quarter, and this is 28.9 million. And the second issue is regarding Moscow, regarding the inventories, and this has been 45.5 million euros. So these are the two major one-offs which we booked in the first half year of 16-17. And to your second question, yes, we can confirm that we are pursuing projects in this region. The one which we went ad hoc was due to the tendering procedures which the Kuwaiti state law is giving us the regulation for, but the contract is not yet signed and therefore we're not providing further information besides of the ad hoc.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you for your answers.
And the next questioner is Ludo Schumacher from ZocGen.
Yes, good morning. Two questions from me as well, more or less on the same topic. First of all, can you give us the amount of euros that Balancing Power contributed to the results? And sort of referring to this as well, just how extraordinary was the situation in Q1 this year. Is it really just a one-off? Or, I mean, you mentioned that there's been record demand for balancing power services. Is that something that could become more of a regular feature in your assessment, or is it just a one-off due to French and German nuclear outages?
Okay, first of all, we can confirm that the amount for the reserve capacity, so just to be there for the contracts of capacity, has been a low double-digit million euros contribution margin. Yeah. Of course, due to this kind of special circumstances, our power plants have been called on 110 days on this winter, which is a record level. Depending on the weather, it's very hard to project how the weather will be in the next winter. But what we see over time is that there is a market for capacity developing due to this kind of Energiewende and renewable energy issues, as long as there is no storage capacity for renewable energy in the market. So we will see a certain capacity necessity to over the next years. One of the important points for the future will be also how the border between Germany and Austria is developing.
Okay, thank you. And on that, actually, as you brought this up, there's recently been some announcement by the Federal Network Agency. How do you see the agreement, the apparent agreement between Germany and Austria? Is that it, or is it just the first stepping stone in terms of the implementing the border?
Well, you know, since 2002, there was no border. We had a joint electricity price zone with Germany and Austria. So any change to this is a setback. But what is good, I think, is that the two regulatory authorities from Austria and Germany on the 15th of May agreed on certain key criteria for introducing of a shortage management. So there will be a shortage management in the future on this border. But there will be also the possibility that a long-term capacity of 4.9 gigawatt is planned for this purpose. So therefore, I think this seems to be a quite good compromise on this difficult situation, which is not only a bilateral between Germany and Austria and other neighboring states are involved, but it's still a list of key criteria. We don't know who is paying what in the future, and therefore we have to wait that more information will be spread about this agreement.
Okay, thank you.
And the next questioner is Teresa Schinwall from Raiffeisen Central Bank.
Hi, good morning. My questions are also focused on this market separation decision. However, one is remaining, and it's the size of the onerous contract provisions in the for the Walsum power plant. And could you remind us also of the order backlog in the environmental project business, please?
I cannot confirm any onerous contract provision. Okay. And regarding the order book, I can only restate it is 73 million, which are now in the order book.
Thank you very much.
Moment, there are no further questions. Any additional questions, please press 9 and the star key. Please press 9 and star for any additional questions. Mr. Shishkovitz, there are no further questions.
Thank you again for your interest in today's conference call. We wish you all a pleasant summer period, but please do not forget to join us again on Thursday, 24th of August 2017, when we will publish the results of the first three quarters of our 16-17 financial year. All the best until then. Goodbye.